Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome everyone to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. I'm Austin, and this week I'm going to be chatting about the best characters in Dragon Quest spinoffs. This is actually a long-requested episode from our patrons. Multiple people have asked for this. We've had some people on social media ask us just personally who are our favorites and things like that. So it seemed like a fun little episode to do. BJ is still having his crazy microphone troubles and could not record with me this week. So everybody, I guess, just go bully him online into getting a new computer or something, because his computer no longer recognizes mics of any kind, which obviously is a problem if you're going to be doing a podcast. So I'm sure if enough people just give him a hard time about it, then maybe he'll get a new one. But we'll see. In the meantime, though, I'll be doing this episode solo. So if you like BJ and hate listening to me every single week, then maybe just skip this one entirely, because it's going to be a 100% Austin episode. Also, before we get too far into today's episode, at the time this one is announced, Dragon Quest Tact has ended over here in the States, ended service, which is a real bummer. Not to just start off the whole thing being sad, but did want to kind of, I guess, in memory of Dragon Quest Tact, dedicate this episode, because it was a solid game. I always liked it. It is a mobile game that I actually stuck with for a pretty solid year and a half, 2 years maybe. And if you know me at all, you know that I do not play mobile games. I just can't get into them. And DQ Tact, I always thought the events were fun, and getting to have characters and monsters and just things from mainline Dragon Quest games. The events always kept me coming back, and I thought it was a very good quality mobile game. It was the kind of tactical Dragon Quest RPG that I didn't necessarily want, because I wanted one on console. but this one was pretty good, and I really liked it. And it kind of goes hand in hand with today's episode, because we're talking about the favorite Dragon Quest characters in spinoff games. And Magellan, the slime mascot from DQ Tact, is personally one of my favorite slimes in Dragon Quest. I actually have this isn't a bit, there is a plush, a big plush of Magellan with his map rolled up behind him that I bought years ago, and it's sitting right here, and I can see it, like, where the way my microphone is placed. It's like I'm literally just talking at Magellan and some other plushes right now, so I can see his little smiley face. Like, I also really love Magellan too, and it sounds like a lot of other people did. So it's been a while since we've done this, but we went online and asked other people what their favorites were, so that we could kind of get more representation for who the most popular characters were. And Magellan and Mendini, both from DQ Tact, got several mentions from people like Ugly Idiot and Super Mustache Pika. Really liked those characters, and there were several other people who liked those as well. For DQ Treasures, actually got some love, which I was pleasantly surprised to see, because I really love DQ Treasures, and I feel like at any given time I might be one of the few people who did. I really enjoyed it, so it was great to see some people say they liked other characters. Like Cutie Slime, how appropriate, said Uzabella from DQ Treasures was their favorite. And then going along with who I really love, Raftalek said Admiral Mogsworth, and I love Mogsworth too. He was actually on my list to talk about today. He's the pirate cat guy that starts off as your enemy, and then I guess minor spoilers for DQ Treasures if you haven't played it yet. Eventually, you can get him into your party, and on your team and everything. And I really liked his design. I actually played Dragon Quest X. What got me playing Dragon Quest X was the cat pirate guy. I think he has like an English kind of like official name now, but I always jokingly called him Captain Cat Pants on this podcast and on my blog and stuff like that. But really, that's what got me playing Dragon Quest X was I got the art book just for fun because I like art books and I love Dragon Quest. And so I got the DQ10 art book. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head, but got that and I was flipping through it and I saw all this concept art for Captain Cat Pants and I was like, oh, this is really cool. I can't believe there's this Dragon Quest game that I'm never going to get to play in English that has characters that look this cool. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to play it. And so back in 2020, I think it was back in 2020. Yeah, because it was during like COVID lockdowns and stuff when I had a lot of extra free time. I sat down and played DQ10, and it was purely because of that pirate cat guy. And so Admiral Mogsworth is kind of like as a very similar kind of design and aesthetic. And so whenever I saw Mogsworth for the first time, didn't even know his name back then. It was just like showing in the DQ Treasures, like teaser trailer and stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, okay, I've got to play this. That character looks really cool. I was a little disappointed that he didn't have a bigger role in Treasures. I know the story isn't necessarily the important part of that game, but I would have liked to see him used even more just because of how much I really liked his character. And just thought it was, I don't know. I really like Mogsworth. His personality's kind of silly. And I absolutely adore that design. And I hope, maybe not with DQ12, because if DQ12's darker, I don't know how like cat people would work in it. But I would love to have like a mainline DQ game that has some characters that aren't human that look kind of like this and play with that, because Dragon Quest, I guess the argument could be made that that Ruff from DQ7 is kind of a non-human character, but generally mainline games always have those kind of human characters in them, and you don't get to see some of the funnier stuff like games like Star Ocean, or even Final Fantasy has done this before, like Kimari and FF10, but where they have non-human characters, and I would love to see that with DQ10 having the different races and everything. I would love for them to implement that into a mainline game that we actually get over here. So I think that could be really cool. I'd really like that. Unsurprising, because this one was on BJ's list. So I'll talk about it for him today, was the Plobfather from Rocket Slime. And several people said that one, like Vimby on Twitter, and also Enz Funzies, who I realize is a big Rocket Slime fan, shared a lot of screenshots. And like, I like the Plobfather. I think I said in our Rocket Slime episode, Slival kind of was the standout character for me, just because I kind of like that like rival character that kind of you form an uneasy alliance with and that kind of thing. Like, I just liked those story beats, but I think the Plobfather was a lot of fun. You know, there's something about seeing a Platypunk with a cigar and a gun that it's just like, you can't help but kind of smile. And just, it's a prime example of just kind of how,
if you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Off the rails Dragon Quest can sometimes be with its characters, And not that that's a bad thing at all. I mean, the Plod Father is awesome. And I think that Rocket Slime has a lot of really good, slime characters. This like could almost become just talking about slime characters, because I know for me, and apparently by a lot of the answers we got online, that people really like the slime characters in these games. And so I think that this could, I'm trying to represent other non-slime characters, but you know, Slival is really good. I like Rocket as a protagonist. Helix from the Heroes games is one of my personal favorites. He might actually be my favorite slime. I don't know. It's voice acted and just the comedic timing and his personality and everything. Like I really like Helix in the Heroes games. I think I prefer him better in the first one when he's got the crown rather than in the second one when he's got like the little military beret on his head. But just Healy as a character I really like, and several people, or Helix rather, and several other people like Mayan said they love Helix as well. And they said that they fell in love with Heeldrick when they went to DQ Island last year. I've not been lucky enough to go to DQ Island, but seeing Heeldrick, now I'm kind of intrigued. I'm like, Heeldrick? This is information I don't know about. I would like to go to DQ Island and also fall in love with Heeldrick, because that sounds really cool. And Heel Slimes are just awesome. People love Healy from DQ4. I love Healy from DQ4. We did like a coolest slimes, best slime, something like that episode, I think last year, maybe year before last. And Helix and Healy were both on mine there. And then, of course, Wattabao. Yoru P said Wattabao. Not too many Wattabao. People said Wattabao. It was kind of on mine, like Wattabao, Warabao, all of those. In Dark Prince, it's like, what, Fizzy and Fuzzy, very similar designs too. I like those designs a lot personally, and I can really see just based on people's responses, like if it's not a slime, it's almost always kind of a monster like the Plob Father or Wattabao that people really enjoy and remember about DQ games. And I think that says a lot about the kind of spinoffs that Dragon Quest is known for, but also just about the kind of designs and characterization that it puts into its monsters. You don't always see that with RPG series, especially ones that don't just purely revolve around, you know, monster catching like Pokemon, for example. You don't see a series that puts that much love and detail into these kind of side characters and designs. Spirits of Lost Time and DQ11, which I realize is not a spinoff, but is a good example of kind of just a creature that was designed for a game that people latched onto, myself included. I have that plushie is also sitting right there beside Magellan. It's just, it's one of those things that I get why people say that they like all of these, because the monster designs are cool. And that's kind of a good segue for going into some non-monster characters, but also one final one, which is Goma-chan from Dragon Quest Die. That one was BJ's pick. He always loved Goma-chan if you listen to our Die stuff. Die has never just especially resonated with me, so I haven't not just like, oh yeah, Goma-chan. But, you know, BJ loves Goma-chan, has talked about Goma-chan all the time. I get it. The design is really cute. The character is really cute. Whenever Goma-chan cries in the anime, you just you want to cry. And that's how I feel about Helix and DQ Heroes. And so didn't see anybody other than BJ who picked that one online, but we did get a few different people who mentioned Pop from the anime, which I think it might be the most popular like human character, or maybe the most popular character in general from Die. And I think personally Pop is probably my favorite too. Dom Dollo YT said Pop, for instance. And so I liked Pop. I think Pop has a good character arc in Die. And I also liked playing as Pop quite a bit and having him on my team whenever I played the Infinity Strash game. So I can definitely see why people love Pop. And then probably, to no surprise, I don't know. I'm not surprised by this, but you might be. The majority of people seem to think Human Malroth in DQ Builders was the best character. And that one was BJ's number one pick. It was my number one pick as well. We just really liked Human Malroth. And I think anybody that plays Builders 2 probably falls in love with Human Malroth because it's a very likable character. And just the entire narrative and everything that happens in Builders 2 revolving around Malroth is just really solid. So I'm not surprised at all that people said Malroth. People like Hooch, who said Malroth is the homie. Then we have Axel that said, Malroth, my beloved, I miss him every day. And there's just way too many to name off here. I'm sorry. But there's countless people that answered Malroth with exclamation points and Malroth in all caps and Mal. And that was overwhelmingly seemed to be people's favorite character from any Dragon Quest spinoff. So if I was like ranking these, I guess Malroth, Human Malroth from DQ Builders 2 would probably be there at number one because it seems like that's the one that just everybody loves. I think that the design, like a lot of these, I feel like for me personally, is because we like the designs. We think the monsters look cool, like Mogsworth for me. It's definitely because he looks cool. But I think with Malroth, it's just like you like the... You like the dude, you know? He's kind of silly. He is Malroth, so even in human form, he kind of has these murderous tendencies. And so he's just like this cute little evil little guy that wants to be good. And I don't know. I think Builders 2 is just an excellent spinoff game anyway, and just an incredible quality. If you haven't played Builders 2, definitely go play it. I mean, it's BJ and I both hold it in high esteem. And if you've listened to this podcast for more than just a few episodes, I'm sure we've brought up how much we love Builders 2, and also how much we're still holding out hope for a Builders 3. I think it could be cool for them to keep doing Builders games like this, where the bad guy from the mainline game is a human. I guess it could cheapen the impact of Human Malroth that they just kept repeating it, but also I think each villain is just different enough that you could do different things with their designs and personality and how they affect the story and everything. And I mean, I'm still sad to this day whenever late in the Builders 2 game, whenever you have to put Malroth in jail and the game doesn't give you any choice, even though you know he's innocent and you have to put him in there anyway. You go visit him in his cell and stuff. Like, that is still one of the, I think, angriest times I've ever been in playing a game, where I was just like, please let me, like, not have to do this. Like, give me the choice to not do this. I understand that I know he's not really guilty of this. I see what the game is doing. I know what it's doing for the, like, plot or whatever. But I don't like it. And I wish it had given me a choice because I felt really bad about doing that to Malroth. Some other honorable mentions go to the mascot. I cannot remember their name right now, and I'm sorry. From Dragon Quest Stars. And then we also have Floret from Dragon Quest Swords, which I thought some people might say, because, you know, I mean, it's Floret. People are probably going to like that design, if you know what I mean, while I say it with my eyebrows raised and judging you through the speaker. So I had a feeling some people would say that. From a storytelling perspective, though, I think the designs in DQ Swords are pretty good. And I like Dragon Quest Swords. I mean, it was definitely a game. I enjoyed it because I played it with someone. I don't know if I was just chipping away at it on the Wiimote by myself. I don't know if I would have gotten tired with it very quickly. In terms of the overall characters, I think most of the characters in that game feel pretty weak and don't feel very well developed. But I also think that that game has some really solid designs within the Dragon Quest series. You know, they're all named after different kinds of like swords and styles and stuff. I like a lot of the designs that are in that, not just for Floret, but your dad, Clay, right? Isn't that his name? With the beard and everything. Like, there's some cool looking designs that haven't been repeated too much. But also, I feel like Dragon Quest Swords is a product of its time, where you look at the designs in Dragon Quest Swords, like Floret, for instance, and see those like thigh-high stockings with the black and white stripes, and you're like, oh yeah, this was made when like emo was really, really big. Like, this is definitely a like mid to late 2000s game. Like you can look at the designs, and even if you didn't know it was a Wii game, you could look at those designs and you could probably say like, oh yeah, this game was made somewhere between like 2003 and 2008, and just know. But yeah, I think it's got some cool designs going back to human stuff. And then Mega Ball said Young Yangus. That's one we haven't discussed yet. Did an episode where a friend Ryan was on here discussing Young Yangus with me, and he had played it. I own that one, but haven't got to just sit and play through it all or anything like that. I like the design of Young Yangus. Don't know enough about the game or understand Japanese enough to pick up on Young Yangus's personality or anything like that. But the Mystery Dungeon games, just in general for Dragon Quest, have had some fun ones, kind of like Monsters with the way it shakes up mainline character designs and side character designs and things like that. Honestly, all of these that we've talked about today and all the ones that people have shared, like, I agree with all of them. Like there's not one single one on this list or that anybody named off from just like, nah, or like, how can you think that? Like, I think all of them are good. And of course, we're biased. Everybody loves Dragon Quest. I love Dragon Quest. That's why I'm talking about it right now. And that's why I haven't shut up talking about it in like, I don't know, 6 years, 7 years. So I totally understand and I get it. I also realize that it's a vast series with a lot of spinoffs and a lot of characters in those spinoffs. So we have probably overlooked some of them. So if you have a favorite character in a DQ spinoff, we're keeping this one to spinoffs, not just, you know, I mean, the mainline games has some great characters too, but people have asked us specifically about spinoffs. So if you have one that I did not mention today, or that no one mentioned online, or that BJ didn't pick himself that I had mentioned today, definitely let us know what that character is, and we'll try to mention it in a future episode, because there are so many characters here that it would be hard to just list them all off or even try to rank them, because we're probably talking about dozens, if not hundreds, of characters that have been packed into these Dragon Quest games. But I think I did cover all the ones that at least got even one mention from people online. If I skipped somebody's, I am truly sorry. But I realize this episode was a little short this week, but without BJ here talking too, you know, it's obviously going to run a little shorter. But more than anything, thank you guys for listening to me ramble today and ramble always, and just always listen to this podcast. It really means a lot. And if you want to talk to us individually, remember you can find us on Twitter, on Blue Sky, at Dragon Quest FM. You can also find me personally on both of those places, at Dragon Quasta. If you would like to help support this podcast and make requests for episodes, like this episode here was a patron-requested episode, then you can head over to patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. And just a huge shout-out to all of our patrons. We really appreciate you guys and hope you're having a great 2024 so far. And thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye.